我们正在查考加拉太书，我们来到第三章。
And in our study of the book of Galatians, we have reached chapter 3.
我们今天要从22节讲到29节。
And we shall be speaking from verses 22 to 29.
不过为了方便，我们还是从21节开始看。
But for context, we will read from verse 21.
加拉太书三章二十一节说，这样律法是以神的应许反对的吗？断乎不是。若承传一个人叫人得胜的律法，亦就是承然本乎律法了。二十二节，但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，是所应许的福音因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。第二十三节，但这因信得救的理还未来以先，我们被看守在律法之下，至圈到那将来的真道显明出来。这样律法是我们训蒙的师父引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。但这因信得救的理既然来了，我们从此就不在师父的手下。所以你们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的都是披在基督了，并不分犹太人希腊人自主的为奴的或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为义了。你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的。
Galatians 3:21. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Now, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise.
这段圣经在讲什么呢？
What's this passage saying?
这段圣经基本上是在讲到律法与信心的关系。
This passage is talking about the relationship between law and faith.
所以你仔细看第二十一节。
If you look carefully at verse 21,
他说这样律法与神的应许，神的应许就是因信称义，神的律法跟因信称义或者神的应许是反对的吗？
Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? And the promises of God, of course, is justification by faith. So are they contradictory?
所以当然这里讲的是这两个关系，当然他说不是。
And of course the answer is no.
所以在这边呢，我们从第二十二节呢，就告诉我们这段圣经要告诉我们的这段圣经的目的就在二十二节。
And actually the purpose of this passage is in verse 22.
你看第二十二节，但圣经把众人都圈在罪里，使所信许的福音因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
Verse 22, but the scripture imprisoned everything under sin, so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
你看到 so that, 你看到使这些事情发生，这个就是 mission statement 或者 purpose statement.
And the phrase so that tells us that this is the purpose statement.
然后你再看二十三节。
And look at verse 23 too.
二十三节第一段说，但这因信的理未到以先。
Verse 23, now before faith came.
但是你看二十五节，但这因信的理既然来了，所以你看到有两个对比吗？
And then verse 25, but now that faith has come, so there is a contrast.
所以这边呢，我们就看到这个之前跟之后之间的关系。
And we see the before and the after.
所以在这边我们要讲的是什么呢？
So what we're talking about here?
讲到律法与信心之间的关系。
We are talking about the relationship between law and faith.
如果记得上一次我们在讲到律法来的时候呢，我们讲到神的律法跟亚伯拉罕，神给亚伯拉罕的应许，神的应许跟神的律法之间有什么关系？
And the last time we were talking about the promise to Abraham and also was the law of Moses, what's the relationship?
所以我们发现这个亚伯拉罕，神给亚伯拉罕的应许大过神给摩西的律法。
And we said thatGod's promise to Abraham is actually greater than God's law to Moses.
神给亚伯拉罕的应许是神要人因信称义。
The promise that God gave to Abraham is God wants to justify people by faith.
是信什么呢？
Is faith in what?
信耶稣基督。
Faith in Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣基督还没有来的时候呢，神给他我们律法是要把我们众人都圈在罪里面。
But before Jesus Christ cameGod gave us a law so that it would imprison all of us under sin.
所以这个就是律法跟信心之间的关系。
And this is the relationship between the law and faith.
所以当我们在看这个的时候呢，在主耶稣还没有来之前 Thank you. 主耶稣还没有来之前呢，我们怎么样看律法呢？那么主耶稣来了之后呢，是不是我们继续守律法呢？
And so we want to ask, before Jesus came, how should we view the law? And now that Jesus has come, do we continue to keep the law?
所以这些就是我们在这边讨论的问题。
And this is the questions we are discussing today.
所以但是我们不是在一堂里面解决所有的问题。
But we are not going to solve all the issues in one session.
所以今天我们是在讲到律法与信心之间的关系。
Today we are talking about the relationship between law and faith.
这个呢跟我们今天的生活有关系吗？
And what does this have to do with our lives today?
跟我们今天很多弟兄姐妹的这个在教养孩子上面有关系吗？
Is this related to how brothers and sisters teach their children?
有直接的关系。
It has direct.
今天呢跟我们的传福音呢，这段圣经告诉我们应该怎么样传福音。
This passage actually teaches us how we ought to evangelize.
这段圣经也告诉我们怎么样带领孩子来信主。
This passage tells us how we can bring our children to believe in Christ.
今天很多人呢要带人来信主，要孩子信主，或者说我们今天讲说，在年轻人当中，为什么你要信耶稣？
Today, many people want to bring others to faith, or bring their children to faith, or maybe even when we ask the young people, why do you want to believe in Jesus?
所以年轻人，为什么你要信耶稣？
So the young people, why do you want to believe in Jesus?
我们说，你们要信耶稣，因为有好消息。
And we tell people that you should believe in Jesus because it is good news.
我相信我们年轻人说，我才不要好消息。
And I believe the youngsters among us will say, I don't need good news.
你的好消息是不是给我 iPhone 10？
Is the good news I'm going to get an iPhone 10?
还是你要给我新的这个游戏机？
Are you going to give me a new gaming machine?
你说我给你耶稣的福音，我才不要。
And when you say I'm giving you the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they will say I don't want that.
你说这个是好消息。
And you say this is good news.
如果那个孩子或者那个你所传福音的对象，他说对你是好消息，对我没有用。
And the person you are evangelizing might reply, it is good news to you, but it's useless to me.
他说你，我们传福音的时候说你要得救恩。
And when we preach the gospel, we say you need salvation.
你救恩了，更多要永生。
And you need eternal life.
对那个不信的人说，我才不要救恩，我为什么要得拯救，我都好好的。
And to the unbeliever, he might be thinking, why do I need salvation? I am well on my own.
所以我根本不需要得救，我也不需要救恩，我不需要任何人救我。
I do not need to be saved. I do not need salvation. I do not need a savior.
所以这边呢就告诉我们，看到这个信心，一个人怎么样可以从不信的人变成信，或者从一个没有得救的成得救，不信这个福音没有福音的变成有福音呢？
And this passage tells us how a person can turn from an unbeliever to a believer, from an unsaved person to a saved person, from someone who does not have the gospel to someone who embraces the gospel.
所以在我们做当中呢，有些人还没有完全信主。
In our midst, maybe there are some who have not fully believed in Christ.
So 我问你, 为什么你要需要耶稣?
So I want to ask you, why do you need Jesus?
为什么你需要得救?
Why you need to be saved?
为什么需要福音?
Why do you need the gospel?
请问弟兄姐妹, 你怎么样向他们讲?
May I ask brothers and sisters, how do you speak with such a person?
所以保罗就在这边讲到, 有一个讲到这个关系, 信心跟这个律法跟信心之间的关系。
So here Paul actually tells us all these answers through the relationship between law and faith.
斯托德, John Stott, John Stott 说什么呢? 我们今天呢, 要传福音的时候呢, 我们带人来耶稣, 但是没有经过摩西, 我们带人要来得救恩却没有经过律法。 我们今天的人也很喜欢跳到新约, 却没有经过旧约。
And John Stott once said that today when we share the gospel, when we bring someone to Christ, it is not through the law. Today when we bring someone to the New Testament, it is not through the Old Testament.
而且呢,我们今天要人得恩典呢,却没有经过这个律法。
And we want people to receive grace, but not through the law.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
所以好像你说, 你要得救, 为什么要得救? 除非你知道, 你现在面对神的审判, 不然你说我为什么要得救?
For example, when you tell someone you need to be saved, without telling the person that he is facing God's judgment, he's in danger of God's judgment, so if you don't tell him that, there is no reason for him to be saved.
所以我们要问那个问题, 为什么我要受审判呢?
And then we need to ask the question, why are we going to face judgment?
你说他有罪,
and you say he has sinned.
他说我哪里有罪?
And he says, no, I have not.
所以这边需要用律法。
And so here we need to use the law.
因为神的律法告诉我们你不可以撒谎, 不可以偷窃, 不可以贪心, 不可以, 要孝敬父母, 要敬拜神, 你完全没有做。
Because the law tells us that you cannot lie, you cannot steal, you cannot covet, and you are supposed to honor your parents, and you did none of those things.
所以我们他就会问, 这个跟我什么关系? 是谁定下来的?
And he might ask, who set all these rules?
除非你认识到神是你的创造主。
And unless you recognize that God is your creator,
如果神是你的创造主, 他有权利定下你必须要遵守他的这个原则。
If God is your creator, he has the right to set the principles that you are supposed to abide.
今天在美国有一批人,
today in the United States there's a group of people,
他们去到街边向人传福音,
they evangelize on the street.
碰到的都是这个问题, 你要信耶稣, 他说我才,
and they face the same problem over and over again. They tell people that you need to believe in Jesus, but the people reply, I don't think I need to.
他说你需要救恩, 你需要福音,
and they say, you need salvation, you need the gospel.
他说为什么我需要?
And the people reply, why do I need them?
他说你需要好消息, 他说为什么我需要好消息,
and they tell them, you need good news, and they say, I don't need this news.
但是呢,你在好消息之前呢, 你必须要告诉他那个坏消息。
Before the good news, you need to tell them the bad news.
那个坏消息他说你原来是一个罪人。
And the bad news is you are a sinner.
所以那很多人就说谁说我是罪人?
And many people will reply, who said so?
所以他们就用实践，实践他就说，通常这一批人呢，其实我们在神学院有见过他们，他们去这个在街边的时候传福音的时候，他就说我来调查，请问你有没有说过谎？
And we have met this group of people who evangelize this way in the seminary, and they will have a questionnaire, and they will ask the people, the targets, and ask them, have you lied?
你有没有这个偷窃?
Have you stolen?
你有没有这个贪心?
Have you been greedy?
有没有犯奸淫?
Have you committed adultery?
他说我们没有，我没有贪，没有偷，但是圣经里面讲，你看一个人的时候，你心里面已经想入非非，你已经犯罪了。And
many will reply, no, I have not committed adultery, I have not stolen. And then they will point them to scripture and say that Bible says if you look at someone with lust in your eyes, you would already have committed adultery.
所以他就问，他调查完的时候，你是不是好人？
And after the survey, they will ask the person, are you a good person?
他说如果你是好人，为什么你犯这些错误？
And if they say they are a good person, then they will ask them, why do you commit all these wrong?
所以如果这些人犯了这些错误，犯了这些罪，可不可以叫做好人？
So if a person has committed all those wrong, can he be called a good person?
所以你看到圣经里面讲， 律法的目标呢是要叫人知罪。
And we see from the Bible that the purpose of the law is for knowledge of sin.
是 reveal sin, 它把 sin, 把这个罪彰显出来。
And it is to reveal the sin in man.
所以律法的目的是什么呢？
So what is the purpose of the law?
所以这边律法的目的是要把人的罪彰显出来。
It is to reveal the sins of man.
所以这段圣经呢，其实我们可以用不同的角度来看。
Actually, we can look at this passage through different perspectives.
所以这段圣经呢，是律法跟这个信心之间的关系。
And it is talking about the relationship between law and faith.
或者说律法与这个应许之间的关系。
Or maybe we might say that this is about law and promises.
是我们在摩西底下呢，还是在亚伯拉罕底下？
Are we under Moses or are we under Abraham?
是在律法底下还是在恩典底下？
Are we under law or under grace?
我们是在亚当底下呢，还是耶稣底下？
Are we in Adam or are we in Christ?
或者是我们仍旧是奴隶，还是我们仍旧是儿子？
Or are we slaves versus sons?
所以这个关系呢，就是让我们想到到底信心跟行为。跟信心跟这个律法之间的关系。
And all these perspectives actually reveal the relationship between law and faith.
所以今天呢，我们来分析这段圣经的时候呢，其实照样你可以猜到只有三点。
And as we outline this passage, I'm sure you can guess there are three points.
第一点很简单，第二点下面还有多几点，那么第三点下面还有更多几点。
And the first point is simple, then we'll follow up with the second and the third point.
所以第一点呢，这里告诉我们说，律法这个信律法到信心的这个目的是什么？
And the first point shows us the purpose from law to faith.
请大家看第二十二节。
Please look at verse 22.
但圣经把众人圈在罪里，使所应许的福音因信耶稣基督归给那信的人。
But the scripture imprisoned everything under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe.
所以刚才看到这个 so that 或者 might be 这个已经给我们看到这个目的是什么呢？神把人圈在罪里的目的呢，要使应许给那些相信的人。
And so the phrase so that gives us the purpose statement. And God gave the law so that everything is imprisoned under sin in order to give the promise to those who believe.
所以这边就看到这律法跟这个信心，原来律法的目的是要把众人都关起来，圈那个字是囚禁，关在监牢里面那个意思，英文圣经就翻译出来了。
And it's the original word is clearly translated in the English as imprisoned. The purpose of the law is to imprison everyone under sin.
所以神的目的为什么给我们律法呢？是要让我们全部都知道我们都犯了罪。
Why did God give us the law? Is so that we might all know that we are under sin.
所以神给我们律法的目的是要彰显罪，让我们知道我们犯了罪。
So the purpose that God gave the law is to reveal sin so that we might all know that we have sinned.
那么这样使我们因着我们自己知道我们是一个罪人，而且呢，当我们不能够自救，是我们没有办法救自己的时候呢，使我们可以来到耶稣面前，相信耶稣的救恩，然后得到这个应许。
And because we know that we have sinned, that will compel us to go to Jesus Christ in order to obtain the promise.
所以这个就是他的设计。
And this is the design.
或者说这个就是他的目的。
Or this is the purpose.
这个目的呢，就是在神给亚伯拉罕的应许，他在旧约已经有了，但是在430年之后呢，这段时间才给摩西这个律法。律法的目的呢，是让人知道我们有罪，预备来接受这个救恩。
And we remember that God gave the promise to Abraham long before the law, but 430 years later, God gave the law of Moses so that for people like us, when we know the law, we know that we are all sinners, and that's to prepare us for the coming of Christ.
所以你看到律法的目的呢，律法是不能够使我们得救的，律法的目的只不过是只告诉我们，我们都在罪里面，我们没有办法脱离。
And so the law is obviously not able to make us righteous, and it is only to show us that we cannot break free from sin.
所以圣经里面用圈这个字或者囚禁这个字。
That's why the Bible uses this word imprison.
那么第二段第二点呢很简单。
And the second point is simple.
第二点是这个从律法到信心的设计。
The first point is the purpose from the law to faith.
第二是它的设计。
And the second point is the design from law to faith.
你看第二十三节。
Look at verse 23.
但这信心得救的理还未到以先，我们被看守在律法之下，自圈到那将来的真道显出来。这样律法是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
Now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以你会注意看到，这个是还没有这个 before faith came 那个是 faith， 然后我们华文圣经翻译成在还这个因信的理还没有到，这个 faith 呢是有 article， 就是说有冠词的意思，说它是指耶稣基督在还没有这个救恩的这个理还没有到之前呢，我们都被囚禁、被关、被看守在这个律法底下。
And in the Greek, there is a definite article. Now, before the faith came, we were held captive under the law.
所以在这边我们看到什么呢？神的设计是这样。你看到这段圣经呢，是告诉我们神的设计。
And this passage tells us God's design.
第一呢，他看到在这个救恩的礼还没有来之前呢，我们是被囚被这个字呢看守呢是就是看管的意思，或者说这个我们讲的是我们的这个 security guard 那个 guard 的意思，他看管在律法底下，然后是圈就是 imprison， 在英文圣经很讲到很清楚，就是他那个看管这个囚这个监牢里面的看管你，把你关起来。关到真道显明出来的时候，华文圣经就翻译出来了。
And verse 23 again, before faith came, we were held captive under the law, or kept under guard, and imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed.
所以，神的设计是神要我们关在律法里面。
So God's design is He wants us to be imprisoned under the law.
所以在主耶稣还没有来之前，我们全部都被罪关，被律法关在这个罪里面。
And before the Lord Jesus came, we are all imprisoned under the law.
所以这个第二点呢，我们看到不但是我们被关起来，而且呢，这个关是暂时的。
And not only are we held under the law in prison, we also see that this is actually temporal.
意思说你看到这边 他这边也讲到说自圈到，意思说有时间性， until when 就是暂时性的。
And the word imprisoned until shows us that this is only temporal.
所以是它有一个时间性，等到耶稣基督来的时候，等到这个因信的称义的道理来的时候，我们就会被释放出来。
So there is a timeline, because once faith in Jesus is going to come or has come, then we will be released.
所以在这边他说，自圈到将来真道显明的时候呢，我们才不被囚禁。
So we are imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed, and until then we will be released.
所以在这边讲到律法的设计，第一是讲到被囚的事实，第二讲到被囚的时间。
And so the design from law to faith, firstly, the sub-point is we are held under law in prison, and secondly, we are held under law temporarily.
然后第三呢，他讲到这个为什么我们要被关在这个律法底下呢？
And then he also tells us why we are held captive under the law.
就是要讲到这个被关在律法底下的实际上的目的。
And so this is about us being held under the law for a specific purpose.
所以你看第四二十四节，这样呢，律法就是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。这些都是看到他目的的字句。
And verse 24 again, so then the law was our guardian until Christ came, in order that we might be justified by faith. All this tells us the purpose.
所以他就讲到说律法是我们殉蒙的师父要引我们要使我们因信称义所以你看到吗律法跟信心的关系是律法的目的是要引我们要使我们因信称义这个就是他的关系
And it again reveals the relationship between law and faith because it says so then the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith so the law is actually guiding us towards Christ
所以你看到我们讲到很多时候当我们讲到救恩讲到福音的时候我们很花很多时间讲耶稣基督所成就的工作这是都是对的但是我们没有花很多时间讲到律法的功用
Very often when we are sharing the gospel we spend a lot of time telling people about the work of Jesus Christ indeed that is correct But very often we fail in explaining to them the purpose of the law.
所以律法是跟神的应许是对抗的吗?
Is the law contrary to God's promises?
所以在第一节,在21节说,断乎不是。
And in verse 21, he says, certainly not.
像律法的功用是什么呢?
Then what is the use of the law?
所以罗马书3章20节说,律法的功用是本是叫人知罪。
And Romans 3:20 tells us through the law comes knowledge of sin.
所以这边告诉我们什么呢? 律法让我们知道是罪,而且告诉我们这件事,凡有血气的,罗马书3章20节说,凡有血气的,没有一个人因行律法能在神面前称义。
And Romans 3:20 also tells us for by works of the law no human being will be justified in God's sight.
所以这个是告诉我们说神要把我们圈罪律法的功用是叫我们知道你是罪人而且呢你没有办法达到神的要求。
So the purpose of the law is for you to know that you are a sinner and there is no way you can meet God's standard.
所以在这边他就给我们讲律法本是外天的是要叫过犯显多。
And Romans 3:5-20 also tells us the law came in to increase the trespass.
所以它是外迁的意思是说,进来它的来的目的是要把,给我们看到,我们犯罪是何等的糟糕。So
the law came in or it is added so as to show us how bad our sins are.
所以当我们来的时候呢,我们知道我们没有一个人可以,这个就发出一个警告。
And this is actually giving us a warning that now no one can achieve the law.
我说年轻人啊,
and I say to the youngsters,
你当老师说不要你就是要,当老师说要你就是不要。
When the teacher says no and you want to do it, and when the teacher says do it and you don't.
所以这边就发出一个警告,圣经说你达不到实践,达不到神的要求,达不到圣经里面所有的律法,你不信你试试看。
And the What is given here is really a warning. What it's saying is there is no way you can achieve God's standard. There's no way you can keep God's commandments. And if you don't believe, just try.
你不信，你认为圣经是假的话，你就在那个时候挑起这个挑战，按照圣经去做，你做得到，你来找我，我就不信。And
if you think that this is not true, then I would challenge you to take up the Bible and to do exactly as what it says, and if you can fulfill every commandment, then I will actually recant.
因为圣经里面给我们看到,神的律法的功用是这样用,这个就是他的设计。
Because the Bible tells us that the law of God is designed for this specific purpose.
整本旧约是告诉我们,我们没有办法守神的律法。
The whole Old Testament tells us that there is no way we can keep God's law.
所以你记得吗?主耶稣讲说,当一个人讲到登山八福的时候,他说,灵里贫穷的人有福了。
And you remember the Beatitudes on the Sermon of the Mount, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit.
这个贫穷有什么好,贫穷有什么福气啊?
What's so blessed about being poor?
所以在圣经里面在讲的时候呢,你要明白他说在灵里贫穷有什么好呢?
And you want to understand why the scripture says the poor in spirit are blessed, why?
所以那个为什么呢?是因为你当你认识到你不能够靠自己 到天堂去，你不能够靠自己来拯救，你不能靠自己来解决你的问题。当你求主的时候呢，主就能够拯救你。
And this lets us see that when a person is poor in spirit, what he is recognizing is there is nothing he can do to save himself. That will compel him to plead with God, and that's when God will save him.
所以律法是让你知道，如果你认真去执行的时候呢，如果你诚实的去从心里面去执行律法的时候呢，就算有人看见，没有人看见，没有人在的时候，你诚诚实实的去做，你就知道你根本就是做不到。
And if you try your best to obey the law and the commandments, when people are looking or when people are not looking, and you try to do it, if you are honest, you will realize that you will fail.
所以我们要的就是，当你知道你完全不能够的时候，你说主啊，救我，就好像彼得在走在水面上的时候，当他发现自己不能够说，他软弱跌倒的时候，他要沉下去的时候，他说只要他讲了一句话，主啊救我就够了。
So what we really hope to see is a sinner to reach the point when he realizes that he cannot save himself, and all he has to do is to cry out to God, save me, like Peter when he walked on water and when he started to sink, he said to Jesus, save me, and that's all that it takes for God to save.
同样的，当我们在教养孩子的时候，
So in a similar fashion when we're teaching our children,
弟兄姐妹，我们做父母的，我要告诉你，你一定要把神的要求好好的教给你的孩子，而且要严格的要他们遵守。
And brothers and sisters, I would want you to teach God's standard to your children, and you should try to enforce it strictly.
当他如果很认真的听从你去遵守的时候，他一定会发现他做不到。
When they are seriously trying their best to obey, they will definitely find out that they will fail.
很多人不明白这个问题。
Many people do not understand this.
他说我教孩子不要撒谎，他撒谎我就打他。
I told my child not to lie, and because he lied, so I spanked him.
我告诉你，打是神要我们做的神要在圣经里面的要求。但是打孩子呢，这个棍呢，这个棒呢，这个藤条呢，是不可能使他得救的。
And indeed, it is a command given in the Bible that we need to discipline our children with the rod or with a spanker or with a cane. But you want to recognize that just simply hitting the child will not save him.
真正要认他能够拯救他是让他认识到他自己没有办法得救。
The only way to save him is for the child to recognize that he cannot be saved.
那个神讲到圣经里面用讲到惩罚的时候呢，讲到棍的时候呢，是代表权柄。
In the Bible, when it talks about the rod, it's representative of authority.
说这个权柄是你必须要去遵守。
And this authority is given to me to enforce your obedience.
所以当他去遵守的时候呢，他如果很认真去遵守，他就会知道他根本做不到。
And when the child tries very seriously to obey, he will realize that he will fail.
但是有很多时候我们做父母的根本不明白这中间这个很重要的这个环节。
But very often parents do not recognize this extremely important link in between.
因为当你很严格的要求的时候呢，很多父母以为他的孩子就会遵守。
Because a lot of parents, as they try to enforce the rules strictly, they are thinking that the child will be actually able to obey.
当他们不能够遵守的时候，父母就很生气。我跟你讲不要撒谎，跟你讲不要这个，不要这个，不要这个。我给你这么多条，为什么你受不了？
And when the child fails to keep all the rules, the parents get really angry and I told you not to lie, I told you not to do this, not to do that, and I gave you all these rules, why did you break them?
好多次呢，我们收到电话。
Very often we receive a call.
或者是从美国打来的，有时候从我们自己的弟兄姐妹打来，他说我发现我的孩子做了这件事情，他妈妈心里太过伤痛了，就流泪了。
And sometimes I receive calls from brothers and sisters in the States, sometimes it's in Singapore, where the parents would call and say, my child did this and I'm so hurt, I'm so sad.
说，我的孩子不可能这样的。
My child is cannot have, could not have done that.
你看到吗？你以为他真的能够做吗？
You think your child is able to do all the
good things? 如果你的孩子能够完成律法，主耶稣就不用上十字架。
If your child can fulfill the law, then the Lord Jesus need not go to the cross.
如果你能够做得到，我们就不用信耶稣。
If you can do it, there is no need to believe in Jesus.
如果你能够做得到，那我们就要把圣经丢掉。
If you can do it, we need to cast our Bible away.
我们要知道的是一件事情，你不是要打你的孩子，让他信耶稣。是你要坚守，这个是神的要求。但是当他真的是从心里面感觉到真的做不到的时候，你要等这个时候的到来，这个 moment， 这个很重要的这一刹那到的时候，他很生气，他很气馁，他很绝望的时候，我根本做不到的时候，他如果真心呢，就在这个时候，你告诉他，孩子，你做不到，我也做不到。我们都需要耶稣的救恩，他的信心，他的信靠是真的。
So parents, you are not going to spank your children until they become believers, but rather you are to try to enforce the commandments strictly, so that when the child sincerely wants to obey the commandments and fail, and when the child is discouraged and desperate and comes to you and cries out in desperation, that's the teaching moment when you tell the child, yes, I know you can't do it, neither can I, and that's why we need Jesus to save us.
我告诉你，作为父母的，我们就是在等那一刹那，我也不知道那一刹那什么时候到来。
Let me tell you, as parents, we are all waiting for this moment, and I do not know when that moment arrives.
可能是在早上，可能是在晚上。
Maybe it's in the morning, maybe it's at night.
可能是在15岁，可能是在25岁。
Maybe when the child is 15, maybe when he's 25.
但是当他认真的遵守的时候呢，他会觉得十分的绝望的时候呢，这个他就是十分绝望跟气馁的时候，就是邻里贫穷。
And when the child sincerely tries to obey the commandments and finds out that he cannot, and he is desperate, that's when he becomes poor in spirit.
我们做父母就是盼望就在那个时候呢，你就在他旁边指向十字架。
And we hope that as parents,At that moment of time, you are right next to your child and point your child to the cross.
你把他带领到神的面前。
And you bring him to God.
你告诉他，我跟你一起祷告，主啊，我们做不到你的要求，求你赦免我，求你拯救我，求你帮助我。
And you lead your child in prayer to acknowledge that we cannot uphold God's standard, we cannot reach God's standard. Please save me.
以前呢，我听过一个人的教导。
In the past, I heard one man's teaching.
这个人很出名的在香港。
This person is very famous in Hong Kong.
他说呢，我们知道呢，圣经的要求很高。
He said, we know the Bible standard is very high.
当孩子做不到的时候，他就是犯罪。
When the child failed, it means he has sinned.
所以呢，我们不要给他律法，他就不会犯罪嘛。
So let's not give him the law, then he will not sin.
他就不需要救恩了嘛。
Then he doesn't need salvation.
你听到这个问题所在吗？
Do you realize where the problem lies?
你以为你不给他律法，他就没有律法？
You think if you don't give him the law, he will not have one?
罗马书在圣经里面讲到说，那些没有律法的外邦人心里面有是非良心做见证。当他一直在挣扎的时候呢，他的良心控告他的时候，就是指向十字架的时候。
Even the book of Romans, or the book of Romans even tells us that unbelievers without the law, they have a law to themselves which is the conscience, and their conscience will accuse them.
所以做父母的，我要告诉你，我们做父母最重要的就是在等这一个时间的到来，而且我们不知道这个时间是什么时候，不知道他遇到什么问题，可能是跟同学吵架，可能是跟同事吵架，可能是跟妈妈吵架，不管发生什么事情，你就是要等那一个刹那，等到他非常绝望的时候呢，你必须要在他旁边指引指导他走向十字架的道路。
So parents, we have a very important responsibility, which is to wait for this moment, whether the child might have argued with the friends or with parents or with teacher. But we are waiting for that moment when the child show the desperation and that time we want to be next to the child and point him to the cross.
你或许说，圣经哪里有讲你所讲这一套？
You might ask, where does the Bible say what you just said?
你看二十四节。
Look at verse 24.
他说这样，律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们，你看这个引字吗？引我们到耶稣那里，使我们因信称义。
So then, the law was our guardian until Christ came in order that we might be justified by faith.
所以我们的华文圣经翻译的不是很清楚。
The Chinese is not very clear.
他说律法是我们训蒙的师父，就好像哦，这个律法就是我们的老师。
It seems to suggest that the law is our tutor.
其实 tutor 还好，但是 teacher 就是说老师，这个 tutor 也不是很好啊。对不起。tutor 也不是很好，这个是指管家，就是说那个 babysitting， 或者说就是通常这个字呢，这个训蒙的师傅这个字呢，是指说，你的今天用新加坡的他的这个眼光来，这个社会来讲，就是你的这个几率的，或者说你用你的女佣吧，他就是看他是专门。Disciplinary master， 他是管你的孩子啊，要他遵守，他时间到要吃饭，时间到要读书，他就是严格来执行这个圣经或者是你父母的要求。他的工作呢，不是教他，他工作是要执行那个任务，要他遵守你父母给他的这些规条。
And in today's terms, The phrase here, if translated or if understood wrongly, would seem to be suggesting that it's like a domestic helper who is there to enforce the parents, the rules set by the parents, for the child to eat and at the specific times and to be doing his homework at specific times. But it is actually not a guide. This person is not acting as a guide, but just enforcing the rules of the parents.
所以这个训蒙的师父不是说他是老师，也不是说他是补习老师，也不是说他是政治的老师，都不是，是讲说他是一个这个纪律的这个看管人，他把这个孩子看管是时间到就要你吃饭，时间到要你读书，时间到他是很严厉的执行这个规条的人。
So the word guardian seems to be suggesting that this is just a person there who is enforcing the rules and ensuring that the child is doing what he's supposed to do. It's like a taskmaster or a disciplinary master.
我想这句话比较好， taskmaster 跟 disciplinary master， 就是说是纪律的这个执行者。他所以这边就用到这个字是形容当时候的很在主耶稣的时代呢，第一世纪的时代。有钱的家人呢，他们的父母很忙，他就请了一个奴隶，但是这个奴隶呢，他也有知识，他就是要执行父母给孩子的这个教导，这个任务，就是看管他，要他好好读书，好好做功课，好好的这个有好的行为，他的一切的工作呢，就是要执行律法。
In the first century, we know that rich families will employ, they will actually have slaves, and some of these slaves are highly educated, and they would actually be employed by the master of the house to actually be enforcing the rules to the children of the master.
所以他们非常严厉的。
And they are very strict.
如果他不严厉的话，他就会遭到主人的责骂或者甚至毒打。
If he's not strict, he would actually be reprimanded by the master.
所以这边就看到，原来律法的功用就是这样。
And this shows us the purpose of the law. That's what exactly the law does.
所以我们就看到，如果是这样的话，律法，神给我们这么多律法，但是呢，实际上我们又做不到，这样为什么要给我们呢？
So God gave us the law, it's like a taskmaster, but we cannot fulfill the law. Why then did God give it to us?
就好像父母这样，我问你，为什么你一定要执行？说一定要执行圣经里面的教导，而且当你执行的时候，我要问你一个问题，他们做得到吗？我们很多父母以为他们做得到，其实我告诉你，你要张开眼睛，我跟你讲，不可以犯罪，不可以这个，不可以偷懒，不可以。你这观看，当他真的很严。各去遵守的时候，他就会知道他是做不到的。 所以你就能够指引他。所以他说，他这个是律法是训蒙的师傅，要使你们，要引你们因信称义。律法怎么使我们因信称义呢？因为律法让你知道你根本做不到，所以要信靠耶稣来称义。
So parents, you must make sure that you enforce the God's law, and in a sense that when you have all these strict rules, like the child cannot be lazy, the child cannot lie, etc., and you want to be watching out for the child's behavior during this time, when the child sincerely tries to do all these things, he will come to a desperate situation where he fails. And so, just as the law is the guardian to until Christ came, in order to lead us to Christ, we as parents also want to be there to lead the child to Christ.
但是今天很多做父母的不是这样。
But today many parents are not like that.
今天的父母今天说不可以，明天就可以，后天说又可以，这个孩子都不知道你的条例，你的 standard， 你的标准是什么。
Today many parents actually say no today but okay tomorrow and no again the third day, so the child does not even know the parents' standards.
而且呢，做今天做父母的时候呢，没有严格执行神给我们的命令。
And today many parents do not strictly enforce the rules that God has given us.
但是又有一些他来执行的时候，以为他的孩子真的能够行。
But there are also those when they enforce the rules, they think their child can do it.
结果呢，他孩子就被压到喘不过气来。
And in the end, the children are so pressured that they cannot even breathe.
而且不能够没有逃脱，没有这个没有机会能够解脱。
And there is no way for them to actually let off all this frustration.
但是又有一些太过松到最后呢，你要遵行也可以，不要遵行也可以，他根本不理会看清神的律法。
But there are some who are so lax that it's like you can choose to obey or not obey, it's up to you. And so in the end, the children grow up despising God's law.
但是这你要知道，这个方法，这个设计是神的设计，是在圣经里面，神引导人去信主，神引导人去因信称义，是同样的道理。
But you want to know that this is God's design. Actually, it's like what we're reading here. God's design is for the law to lead someone to faith.
所以呢，我们要带孩子的时候呢，我们必须要学习知道神的律法是严格的，所以要执行。
So when we lead our children, we do the same thing and we want to know that God's law is strict and we must strictly enforce it.
我要讲一件事情。
I want to say one thing.
我常常发现这件事情。
I often discover this.
你跟孩子讲，孩子你必须要吃这个。
You tell the child you must eat this.
你说要吃，他说我不要。
And you say you must eat this and the child says no.
我告诉你，我绝对不允许孩子这样明知故犯，就是你说要他就偏偏跟你说，这个叫做悖逆。绝对不可以。
And I tell you, you cannot allow this to happen because when you tell the child to do this and the child says no, that's open rebellion.
你不教他顺从是谁的错，是你的错。
If you do not teach him to obey, whose fault is it?
孩子的本性就是违背，因为他生出来就是罪人，他就是要违背你，这个是很自然的事情。
And children are born sinners and they are born in rebellion. That is a natural thing for them to say no.
我说时间到去睡觉。
And I say time is up, time to sleep.
不要。
No.
当他有这种反应的时候呢，要藤条伺候。
And if he has such a response, you must give him the spanker treatment.
因为什么呢？你要告诉他，但是他说好，我去试。他尝试的时候做不到，我们另外一个事情。他 openly rebellion， 我说一，你说不可以，他跟你对相反呢，一定要那个藤条下去，为什么呢？这个是要建立权柄，因为神说不可撒谎就是不可撒谎，你说不可撒谎，我要撒谎，我说不可犯罪，我要犯罪，他一直跟你倒，你不，而且你没有执行能力，你怎么样教他？你完全没有办法教他。
If the child tries to obey what you tell him and fails, then the treatment is altogether different.But if it is an open rebellion to your commands, you must actually discipline the child with the spanker. Because if not, you do not establish the authority, and that will be disastrous.
你在家里有没有执行这个作为家长、作为父母神给你的权柄？我一看就知道了。
whether you have fulfilled your duty as a person of authority that God has given you in your home, I know it by one glance.
为什么呢? 很多弟兄姐妹把孩子送到我们家来, 你知道他来我家做什么? 我在做试验。
And you know that many brothers and sisters actually send their children to our place. And actually, when we receive the children into our home, we are actually doing an experiment.
我再试一试看他，我知道你有没有在家里没有做好你做父母的工作。
And it's actually a test to see if the parents have done their duty at home.
当然，我们有孩子在我们家里，我们很喜悦。孩子是这个是福气。 你能够看孩子，这个是最好的。如果给我一天时间看住孩子，那个是非常喜乐的事情。
Of course, it is indeed a blessing to be able to look after children, and if you give me one whole day to look after children, I think it is a very joyful thing.
但是呢，你看那个孩子，当你跟他孩子，你有孩子，我们看孩子当然是我很开心，因为孩子很天真的，他不会有诡计的，他是最纯良，我们看他是就是不是不，他抵挡你是 openly 就是 in your face 就是在你的面前抵挡你，但是呢，如果没有经历，当然我们可以照顾他，但是当你照顾他一段时间之后呢，你会发现他一定是违背你，这个是他的本性。
And the child is we love to take care of children because they are so innocent, there is no scheming behind them. And but as we take care of the children, we will see that the children are often in open rebellion because this is in their nature.
所以当他们不听话的时候，当然你带孩子来，他一定是不会听话的。你不要以为。 我知道很多父母很多压力啊，哎呀，你去牧师的家，你要乖乖。
I know a lot of parents when they send their children to my place, they are very stressed, and they actually tell the children, you are in pastor's home, you better behave yourself. But if they really behave themselves, that's not the children's nature.
所以呢，你当他来的时候，玩一阵子之后，他开始熟悉那个地方，熟悉你之后，他就开始乱来了。
And when the child, after getting familiar with the environment for a while, they will start to do funny things.
所以当他，我们就给他玩，我们也跟他闹，闹一段时间，时间到了，我就说，你还是要听话。
And of course, I do play around with them a little, but once time is up, I will tell them it's time for you to obey.
时间到的时候呢，开始失去控制的时候，我就说，你再不听话，我叫你爸爸来。
When they start to lose control, I will tell them, if you do not obey, I will tell your father.
他如果说，哎呀，就不要，我就听话，这个教得好。
If the child immediately says, no, please, I will obey, that means discipline is good.
你没有注意到他的眼中里面，他有敬畏，他有害怕，他有惧怕审判的这种，这是 healthy fear。 这有这样要敬畏神，这是这种敬畏。我因为这样我不犯罪，这个是应该我们有的。
And for the child to be fearful of a higher authority is like someone who is fearful of God, fearful of judgment, and this kind of fear is healthy, and we ought to have that.
但是我们今天很多中国人说，我要训练我的孩子什么都不怕。
But many Chinese today say, I want to teach my child to be fearless.
真的吗？
Are you sure?
什么都不怕的时候呢，天地都不怕，那个人就完蛋了。
When the person becomes fearless, not even fearful of heaven or hell, that's the end.
还有呢，很多人，特别是中国人，他说，我要训练我孩子自力更生，谁都不靠，就靠自己。
And many Chinese also say, I want to teach my child to be independent, and he will only depend on himself and on no one else.
真的吗？
Really?
我们要训练他依靠神。你如果训练他，我什么都不靠，只靠自己，你就是教导他抵挡神。因为神，我们需要依靠神，不是要离开神。
We want to teach them to depend on God and not to depend on himself and not to depend on anyone else, because if this person is so independent that he doesn't need God, it is not a good thing.
所以那个孩子，如果他懂得敬畏神，或者他懂得敬害怕。 审判或者害怕惩罚，我们就有机会教他。
So if the child is fearful of judgment or fearful of God or fearful of punishment, then there is teaching opportunity.
所以弟兄姐妹，作为家长，作为父母，我们就是要等，要带领孩子，等到他带领他说，神的要求是这么高，神的律法是这样，而且要我们遵守。 但是他真的感觉到遵守不到的时候呢，就是认识到原来我们真的邻里贫穷，我们需要主耶稣。
So it is similar with the child. When the child tries sincerely to carry out all these of the commandments or rules and finds that he fails and becomes desperate and poor in spirit, that's the time when we can teach.
所以我们必须要知道这是神所漠视的方法，因为神带领人，就是你看整个以色列历史就告诉我们，神的救恩方法就是在他给我们应许，但是应许还没有来的时候，他给我们律法，律法的目的是要这个律法是叫过犯显多，知道我们有很多过犯，我们没有办法拯救，因信引我们，使我们因信耶稣基督得称义。
And this is actually God's revealed word, that's the way or his design of how to lead people to faith in him through the law. And because this is how he revealed his design to be, we also ought to do it in the same way.
所以作为父母呢，我们不知道什么时候你的孩子会经历这个。
And as parents, we do not know when our child will go through this.
所以我们要陪伴他，我们要训练他，当他有困难的时候，当他有难过的时候，他都会来找我们。
So we want to spend time with the children such that when the children face difficulties or sadness, they will come to us.
所以我们在训练孩子，当你很开心的时候找我，你很不开心的时候你也找我，所以我就有机会引导你归向神。但是呢，我们现在呢很忙，你找我，你找妈妈，妈妈说你找佣人了，佣人找婆婆了，要不然找奶奶了，不然你找隔壁邻居啊。
And indeed, we want to have the child come to us when the child is happy, or when the child is sad, or when the child goes through anything. We want the child to come to us. But today, the problem is, when the child comes to the father says, go look for your mother. The mother says, go look for the maid. And the maid says, go look for your grandparents. And sometimes it's go look for your neighbors.
你在训练什么，你知道吗？你在训练你的孩子有事的时候不要找你。
What you are doing is you are training your child not to approach you when they have issues.
但是很快的，时间很短的，很快的，孩子就进入这个少年人。他一进入少年的时候，他说：“孩子，为什么你不跟我讲话？你不是叫我找奶奶、叫婆婆、找隔壁吗？”
And very quickly, the child will grow up into their teens, and many parents will start asking, "My child, why aren't you speaking with me?" And the child's reply is, "Didn't you ask me to go look for my neighbor or my grandparents?"
所以结果呢，你孩子一到了少年阶段，他朋友多的时候呢，你追着孩子告诉我什么事情啊？可怜可怜我了。
And when the child has a lot of friends now in the teens, you are going after your child and asking the child to take pity on you.
结果他有他的朋友，他才不理你，他什么都不跟你讲，你完全不知道。
When he has his own friends, he will not tell you anything, and you are kept in the dark.
我告诉你，作为父母最重要的是，你要跟孩子建立一个互信的关系。你信任他，他信任你，他带领你能够带领他。他有事情找你的时候，你可以商量，你知道他发生什么事情，你可以为他祷告，你可以指引他，你可以帮助他，你可以陪伴他。这个就是父母的乐趣。
And you want to spend time with your child, you want to teach your child to come to you whenever the child is facing issues, so that you can guide him, you can pray with him, and this is the joy of parenting.
所以作为父母呢，你当你遇到孩子来找你的时候呢，你最好放下你手上的工作，你做什么都好，没有你的孩子来找你重要。
And as parents, when your child approaches you,it is best that you put down whatever you are doing, because whatever that you are doing cannot be more important than your child.
所以我尽量在不管孩子最快乐的时候我尽量在哪里，他最悲哀的时候我尽量在哪里，不管他遇到什么事情我尽量在哪里，他知道我关心他。我告诉你，你不管你怎么样打孩子，如果他知道你爱他，他不会离家出走的。
AndWhen my child is experiencing the most joyful moment or the saddest moment, I try to be there. I try to be there in all occasions so that my child knows that I love him and I care for him. And I tell you, no matter how much you discipline your child, if your child knows that you love him, he will not leave the home.
这个就是圣经里面讲到慈神爱说。
And this is what the Bible talks about, cords of love.
这个很重要，你这个无形的爱把它圈住。
This invisible love is what keeps him.
不管他走到天涯海角，他知道你爱他，他有问题他会找你。
Wherever he is, he knows you love him, and he will come to you.
这个就是 parenting， 这个就是教养孩子最重要的东西。
And this is the most important thing in parenting.
所以教了你，我没话说了。
So after I teach you all these things, I have nothing left to say.
好，我们回到我们的圣经，很快的要讲最后一点。
And let's come back to the passage.
所以这一章里面第22节讲到说，这个信心到律法的目的。 第二点讲到信心到律法的设计，就刚才讲，神是通过律法使到我们信因信称义，这个是律法跟信心之间的关系。
And the first point is about the purpose from law to faith, and the second point the design from law to faith, and all these are about the relationship between law and faith.
那么最后一点呢，就是讲到律法到信心的结果。
And the last point is the result from law to faith.
我们看第25节。
Let's look at verse 25.
你看到25节第一句话，他说：“但这因信的理既然来到，刚才是还没有到，现在知道。”所以你看到是讲另外一点的。And
in verse 24, verse 23, before faith came, but now verse 25, now that faith has come.
所以我们讲的是另外新的一点。So
this is a new point.
他说：“既然理已经这个救恩已经来到，主耶稣已经来到了。”第25节，因信得救的理既然来到。 从此就不在师父手下了。But
now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian.
所以我们不在这个律法的管制，也就是说我们不在律法底下。So
we are no longer under the law or held captive by the law.
所以现在我们就是信着，你看到说不在律法底下，26节，所以我们因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子了。现在是儿子不是奴隶了。刚才我们开始都讲说，你是儿子还是奴隶？你不信主的时候，你是奴隶，因为你关在这个律法的监牢里面。但是你得了儿子，你从监牢里出来，你是自由的，你是儿子的身份，你不是奴隶的身份。
Verse 26, for in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith. And we said just now that you can also be seen as slaves versus sons. Slaves would be those who are unbelievers and hence held captive under the law. But once you become a believer, you are now sons who are set free from the law.
所以你信了主之后，或者说你因信称义之后呢，你是就是神的儿子，这是第一条点。
So the first sub-point is the result from law to faith is after we become believers, we become sons of God.
像27节、28节讲什么呢？
What about verse 27 and 8?
27、28节是讲说，如果你已经信了主之后呢，你就成为神的儿子之后呢，你在耶稣基督里跟所有信主的人都同归于义。你看27节，你们既然受洗归入基督的，都披戴基督了，就是一起成为基督了，并且不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的为奴的或拿过你，因为你们在耶稣基督都成为义，这是合而为义。
Verse 27, for as many of you as were baptized in Christ have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male nor female, for you are all one in Christ, so we are now all one in Christ.
所以在这26、27节讲什么呢？什么叫做是犹太人、希腊人，所以不分种族。
And what does it mean here, verse 28, neither Jew nor Greek? In other words, there's no distinction of race.
所以这个我们在主耶稣基督里因信主之后呢，不管你是印度人、是非洲人、是马来人、是印尼人、是美国人，我们一信的是同归于义，不分种族。
And this means that whether you are African or whether you are Indian or American or Chinese, when you become a believer, we are all actually become one in God.
所以我们信主的人呢，跟所有天下信主的人都是同一位主，同一个相，同一个信，同一个喜。
Those who believe in the Lord from whichever part of the world belong to one God and one faith and one baptism.
所以我们基本上是因信就成为义。
Because of faith, we are united.
那么第一，不但是希腊人或者是这个犹太人都是义。 另外呢，自主的为奴的是什么呢？没有高低的分别，不管你是主人还是奴隶，这个不管你做什么工作，都是合为一。Not
only is there no distinction of race, but whether slave nor free, this is referring to no distinction of rank.
所以我们讲到你的信主之后呢，都是同合而为一。So
there is no longer any difference in status, but all believers will become one.
然后呢？ 还有呢，刚才讲到没有种族的分别，没有高低的分别，还有呢就是没有男女的分别。
So there's no distinction of race, there's no distinction of rank, there is also no distinction of gender.
啊，所以呢，不管你是男是女，都是神的儿子。
Male or female, we are all child of God.
我再讲一遍。
Let me say this again.
这是讲到救恩。
This is talking about salvation.
很多人就用这段经文，你看没有男是女，所以男跟女的分别就没有了，所以我们可以有同性恋。
And some people say, oh, since there's no distinction of gender, male nor female, that means we can have same-sex marriage.
没有不重要吗？男女都不重要了吗？所以 你要喜欢谁都可以。
Does it say neither male nor female, so you can have marriage with any sex?
不是的。
No.
你注意看第二十八节。
Look at verse 28.
因为你们在耶稣基督里都成为义了。
For you are all one in Christ Jesus.
是不是我跟耶稣基督成为义啊？
Do I become one with Jesus Christ?
所以我就是基督，我就是神。
Am I Christ? Am I God?
不是，神就是神，你还是你。我虽然跟他合一，不过他是神，我是被救的，他是救我的。
Yes, I am one with Christ, but he is still God. I am still man. He is the Savior. I am the one who is being saved. I don't become God.
但是我们合一是跟他有份，但是不代表我们的这个，我们就变成神了。
And to be one with Christ means we share in His status. It doesn't mean I become God.
所以呢，这边讲的是，你一信主之后，我们大家是一个体，没有阶级之分，我们都是没有彼此，都是属耶稣基督的。
So this is talking about salvation when we are all believers. There's no longer this kind of distinction.
所以呢，在这边我们看到这段圣经告诉我们什么？
What does this passage tell us again?
第一，他讲到这个因为这个是神的设计，律法跟信心的关系，就是他的目的呢是要引我们到耶稣基督那里去。
And this passage is about the relationship between law and faith, and the purpose from law to faith is to show us that the law is used to guide us.
那么他的设计就是在他给我们应许之后，他给我们律法，律法的目的是要引我们到应许。
And the design is after God gave the promise, He gave the law, and the law is to lead us to the promise.
那么最后呢？它的结果是什么呢
？And lastly, the result.
它的结果就是我们成为神的儿子。
We become sons of God.
我们大家都合一了。
And we are one.
而且呢，最后一点呢，就是在基督里面，我们成了亚伯拉罕的后裔，成在神里面承受神应许亚伯拉罕的属灵的果子都在我们身上可以得到。
And lastly, in Christ we became the heir of Abraham in God. In other words, whatever promises that God gave to Abraham, we now are spiritual. We now become a.
我们成了亚伯拉罕的子孙，因为他在属灵里面得到神应许亚伯拉罕的子孙就是耶稣基督。我们从那个角度去看，我们接受了耶稣基督给我们的一切的恩典。
And we are now Abraham's offspring in the sense that we are recipients of the spiritual blessings through Christ.
所以这段圣经是告诉我们信心与律法之间的关系。
So this passage tells us the relationship between law and faith.
所以它的应用很简单。
The application is simple.
当我们教养孩子的时候，你必须要执行神给我们的律法。
When we teach our children, you must enforce the law that God has given to us.
但是这个不是不这个 this is not it. We have to wait. 我们要等他，如果他真的是执行的时候呢，他就会知道他做不到。我们就要指引他向十字架。这个是最重要的，整个 parenting， 整个教养孩子最重要是这一环。这一环如果你没有在那边指引向十字架呢 ，we fail。这个是我们最重要的。
And of course, that itself is not the thing. And what we need to do is to be there for the child, to teach the child, and be able to point the child to Christ at the teaching moment. And if we did not do that, then we would have failed.
对我们来讲，什么最重要
？To us, what's more important?
就是把孩子带到主耶稣的面前。
Is to bring our children before God.
怎么带呢？就在这段圣经里面讲出来。
How is through this passage?
同时呢，我们向其他的人传福音也是同样。你告诉他要信主，要得好消息，他说不需要。你先要告诉他，你已经有罪了，因为神的律法是这样。
In the same way, we must actually, when we share the gospel, use a similar method to show the person that he needs good news because he is a sinner.
这个不是人想出来的办法，这是神的方法。
This is not human method, this is God's method.
我们按照神的方法去做，我们求神来祝福。
And when we go according to God's method, we pray for His blessing.
那我们做一个结束祷告。
Pray together. Father, we thank you for your word. Indeed, the design, the purpose, and the result of Lord, faith, we ask that you help us to be able to have wisdom to apply this in our lives, whether in parenting or in evangelism, that we might be able to do according to your design. With all these things in Jesus' name.